gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kicks 96.9.
Seriously.
Forever's gonna start tonight.
You need us.
Forever's gonna start tonight.
We're gonna save you from yourself because it's the end of days on Monday.
It's not.
It's happening.
Really?
The world is coming to an end.
Really? Really not the end of days.
It just
as long
feels
as we
like
use
that.
Our friggin' brains, people.
That's the biggest thing. So there's a PSA that radio, TV, and a bunch of other people are having to make sure to let folks know of. Do not drive with your solar eclipse glasses on.
Okay.
The fact that we even have to say that.
Now, to be fair, not everyone has tried on a pair of solar eclipse glasses.
Never once worn them.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you
like they might be fashionable. Wear them all the time.
I never had before they started handing them out. Now I have. You can't see.
You have one already?
They sent one home. With my daughter's preschool sent one home. They were giving them out at the Eye Care Specialties remote I was at last weekend.
Yeah, there so are people clamoring.
Some libraries
for
had
these
them.
Glasses.
They don't anymore.
Libraries had them?
Had them. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I have friends that are librarians that are like, oh my God, stop calling. No, we don't have any.
What do they look like? Do they look like regular glasses?
Not at all. They look like 3D glasses. They're like paper. They're paper 3D glasses.
Oh man, I would hope they're going to be like really cool glasses.
Well, there goes that plan. Because here's the deal. There's a lot of times where I'll be sitting there outside with my wife and we're hanging out and I just want to take a nap. And I felt like if they look like regular glasses,
not
I could have sat in a chair, wore them, and she'd never know that I was sitting in complete darkness sleeping.
No, but here's the thing. You can't see anything through them.
Yeah.
Like if you are in a room, if you stare up at the light, complete blackness, other than staring directly at the sun, you can't see anything
really
through solar eclipse glasses. So the fact that we would then have to issue a, hey guys, don't drive your car and wear these seems like it should be a no-brainer.
You'd
like
think,
please don't wear complete blackout glasses and drive your car. And yet
that sounds like a Friday Saturday night, like don't drink and drive
PSA.
PSA.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't wear your blackout glasses and try to drive.
Yes. And also things like don't stop on the interstate to watch the eclipse.
Oh, there'll be lines of cars down on both sides.
No, pull off.
They're asking people to not do that. So please
use the
off.
Nearest exit. Plan
oh, no,
5 minutes in advance and pull off.
They're also
what
saying,
time is this at so we can plan that 5 minutes in advance?
Oh, it's
nobody
been
knows. See?
One-ish.
Lauren?
You could look it up.
One-ish.
What is it, 120? 120. They're saying also avoid rest areas. They may be busy.
People just pooping or what?
No, pulling off the people who actually do pull off the interstate.
Oh, okay, okay.
Or like our friend that was at his Craigslist ad earlier.
Gotcha.
Oh my gosh, trying to conceive the Antichrist. This one, late August in Nebraska can be hot and dry. Visitors should be prepared to bring water and other supplies with them. Local communities will be welcoming, but may not be equipped to handle the sudden influx of people. Seriously, like an earthquake supply kit with you? You need to snacks and water?
Oh, no. I mean, as soon as the dead start rising from their graves after this, we got to have all of your zombie apocalypse kit ready to go. That's what's going to happen on Monday.
There's no, it's not. This
how crazy will our Tuesday show be when the dead is walking around?
Be and fantastic.
We're like in here.
Hunkered down.
It's still tough. But we'll still tell jokes.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. We'll keep you guys entertained.
You'll just get
in
the background behind us as the dead try to eat us.
Can somebody bring their drone and drop down a couple crossbows? We'd appreciate
it. But they're saying there's going to be a lot of traffic in a lot of places that people should be prepared for.
Have you seen in Oregon, because they have like this whatever really high peak, I'm sure that's where this dude is going to be taking his girl from that ad, but there's already a line of cars. It was yesterday going up the mountain, people all trying to get up there. They're going to camp through the weekend, so they got a good spot to be able to watch this thing.
Bill Nye the Science Guy is going to be in Beatrice for the eclipse.
Yep, that'll be crazy.
Bill through the eclipse. Are people going to go Bill? I hope so.
I think they're going to be weeping. That's what I heard.
That's
people
another
cry.
Thing. Yeah, you mentioned that.
No, I've heard it's just like super
emotional.
Intense kind of thing.
There are also questions coming in like, hey, are my animals going to go blind? Do I need glasses for my dog?
I think animals are smart enough not to look
or stare at the sun.
They had NASA's Bill Cook tell them, yeah, no, they'll be fine. Pastures full of horses didn't go blind. They just ran around a bit in confusion. Your dog's going to be fine. Do I have to worry about pickpockets? It's going to be dark for 2.5 minutes.
Like nighttime.
Oh, man.
Have you ever left your house at night? If so, you should be fine. Also, things like when it gets totally dark out, use your headlights if you're driving.
Right?
Oh, my God, people!
We're going to save everybody's life. Just come and join us at Haymarket Park.
Yeah,
you'll be safe. You'll add a ball game. They're going to stop the game, so you don't have to worry about a ball hitting you in the face.
Man. A lot of jokes there.
I know.
But I'll stay out of it.
Depends on what kind of activities you decide to engage in. But don't do that at the Salt Dogs game, please.
Again, though, this is just like at night. Is that an issue you have in the
right,
night?
Sometimes at night. I don't go to a lot of nighttime games.
Not anymore. When you were younger, probably, though.
So, just be safe out there.
You use common sense. Don't stare at the sun. And if you're going to continue to drive, you have to watch the road.
Yep.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.